This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative, find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, and be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I'm David Cadavy, your host. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, just hit subscribe on your podcast app. You'll get episodes delivered right to your device. And if you want the very best of Love Your Work and the gems that I've discovered in my thousands of hours of research into history's greatest creators, all in a short weekly email, sign up for my Love Mondays newsletter. That is at cadavy.net/Mondays. I often have listeners write to me lamenting that they have too many interests or that they lack focus. They've been taught to feel ashamed of their curiosity. It's interesting. The personality types of introvert and extrovert get a lot of attention, but I think equally as important is the difference between perceiver and judger. Now, what is that? Well, those hopelessly curious people, they would fall into the perceiver category, and they should stop feeling ashamed about it. I'm going to tell you more about it in this week's article. I'm going to be mentioning Myers-Briggs. I know that it has some issues scientifically, but I still think that some of the personality types that are covered in the Myers-Briggs personality type indicator are at least useful lenses for looking at your behavior and trying to find ways to compensate for the tendencies that you have or to enhance the power of the tendencies that you have. This is another ad-free episode. That means that this episode was entirely made possible by our Patreon supporters. So thank you, Patreon supporters. If you believe that Love Your Work is a force of good in this world, by some measure, I mean, you're listening, so that might be true, please contribute. If you think it's worth a coffee a month, join at patreon.com/cadavy. That is patreon.com/cadavy. Here's the article. Forget introvert, extrovert. Are you perceiving or judging? The introvert-extrovert dichotomy gets plenty of lip service. What doesn't get attention is the difference between perceiving and judging. By getting in touch with the perceiver or judger in your personality, you can be more effective and focused while still doing great work. The concept of perceiving versus judging comes from the Myers-Briggs personality type indicator, the same domain where you'll see introvert versus extrovert being discussed. You might be an ISFJ or an ENTP, for example. The E and the I stand for extrovert and introvert, the P and the J for perceiving and judging. Now, don't confuse perceiving with the often positive trait of being perceptive, and don't confuse judging with the negative connotations of being judgmental. Neither is necessarily good nor bad, and we all have a little of both. An extreme perceiver always wants to take in new information, and an extreme judger wants to make a decision. Myself and the people who follow my work tend to be perceivers. I often have readers come to me lamenting that they have too many interests or that they lack focus. I can totally relate. After all, I've worked as a designer in about any industry in which a designer can work, and now I'm a writer and podcaster. My Kindle is full of dozens of half-read books on any subject you can imagine. I'm like Johnny Five from the movie Short Circuit. I need input. As a result, my work is all over the place. I have a book about design, a book about writing, a book about cryptocurrency. I have a handful of websites all about different concepts. My podcast is intentionally positioned as an umbrella under which I can follow whatever interests me. Meanwhile, I've watched others become wildly successful by following one thing. They are decisive. They execute. John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire would be an example of a judger, again, not in a negative way. He makes a daily podcast. He has systems, pre-decided rules, and processes he follows to crank it out. As I've heard him say before, he likes to go an inch wide and a mile deep. Recently, at Jeff Goins' Tribe conference, I told him that if I could steal one superpower from him, it would be his focus. He refers to himself as Jeff Goins, writer. His domain is goinswriter.com. He teaches writers how to write and writes books and runs a conference about writing. Not surprisingly, Jeff told me he's a judger. On the other hand, someone like Nassim Nicholas Taleb has to be a perceiver. His books swirl around a variety of different subjects. They tend to be around the theme of irrationality in our perceptions of risk, but you could probably read one of his entire books and still not know really what it was about, which I happen to enjoy. Or take this very perceiver tweet from author Neil Strauss. Quote, "Don't brand yourself. You want to be the kind of person others brand while you keep learning, improving, and moving forward. It's hard to be true to yourself when you've tied yourself to an idea that, years ago, you thought was your best." Unquote. What's hard for perceivers and judgers? Perceivers have no problem coming up with creative ideas, but struggle to make the decisions necessary to make those ideas a reality. The final product may never see the light of day. Judgers can make the decisions, but may struggle with coming up with creative ideas. The final product may lack nuance. If you want to be a successful creator, you've got to have some perceiver so you can come up with creative ideas. But you've got to have some judger to make those ideas a reality. I can't speak much about how judgers can be more perceptive. Maybe they don't need to, but I've taken many measures to be more judgmental. Here are some ways to embrace your inner perceiver while bringing out just enough judger. 1. Make the process the product. 2. Make rules and follow them. 3. End projects. 1. Make the process the product. Don't hold off on starting because you're trying to home in on the perfect idea. Do the work and let it define itself. I think of it like cell division. Bits from one piece of work can divide off into their own pieces of work. 2. Make rules and follow them. Perceivers value freedom and flexibility, but that freedom and flexibility can prevent you from ever getting anything done. Start with very simple rules, such as a tiny habit. Work on your skills of making rules and following them. The flexibility lies in the spaces between. 3. End projects. Perceivers don't want to close doors. They want to remain open to new opportunities. Force yourself to end projects, even if they're going well, or force yourself to finish deliverables on a set schedule, such as I do with my podcast. To a perceiver, that feels like you're missing out, when in reality, you're giving yourself more options. If you're a strong perceiver, you may get frustrated with yourself for not being able to follow through. But if you embrace the perceiver in you while borrowing a few tricks from judgers, you can make your brilliant ideas into not just finished products, but an entire body of work. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/cadavy. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. And if you can't support the show financially, and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsors Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com and Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.